Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mbimbitho 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngisilindawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile ukuthiwa yikorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imkhuhlane ezinje.
Abomkhankaso owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bathi uhulumende ethule umthetho wokuba manzonzo womumo wezempila kahle elizweni o national state of emergency.
Uqinisile upresident esesiku achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo, sihlale phansi sixoxe, iachievement on its own.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House. Kuhoza Friday kuliviki silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo wakulezinsuku owehouse music umncedisi moyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abomkhankaso wokulwisana lokusabalala kwegciwane le-coronavirus owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba ethule umthetho wokumamanzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni owe-national state of emergency phansi kwemizamo yokuvimba ukuthelelanwa kwegciwane le-coronavirus eseliyingozi emazweni amaningi omhlaba. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Abomkhankaso we-present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign baveze lokhu emhlanganweni lethathela izindaba owenzelwe e-media center lapho abaveze ukukhathazeka kwabo ngokuphatheka kwahulumende kumalungiselelo okuvimba ingozi engehlela ilizwe yaleli gciwane le-coronavirus. Omunye wamalunga la unkosazana Esther Wongai Zimudzi ulandisa kabanzi ngale nkuthazo yabo kuhulumende.
Other countries, including the China, they've now stopped planes leaving out the country. So similarly,
abakwamanye amazwe okubalisa ele China kabasavumeli indiza mchina ukuphuma lokungena emazweni abo. Ngokufanayo kasimelanga njengelizwe sibe lokhe siyekethisa kulolu daba. Kunje sike saba lesehlakalo salowana muntu okubikwa wabaleka isibhedlela seWilkins waziphumela nje. Wayevela ngaphi lo muntu? Wayevela kwele Thailand. Kungani sibavumela laba bantu bengena kulele? Sekumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi anelise ukulondoloza impila kahle yezizwalane zakhe. Iqiniso yokuba kasilakho okwaneleyo kokuzenqabela kulolu dubo.
To put a lid on it, and it was just in one constituency. What more now of corona?
Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi useyenze konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungiselela ukusabalala kwaleli gciwane ngendlela yokusibanga esiphezulu. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo ulandisa ngamalungiselelo abo besebenzisana labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela olubona ngendaba zasekhaya ukulondoloza imingcele. Abe komiti ekhangela udaba lwezempilakahle edalela ePhalamende basanda kwethekelela esilindweni sendizamchina eseRobert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport lasesibhedlela seWilkins Infectious Hospital eHarare uyazibonela isimo samalungiselelo okwenqabela ukusabalala kwecoronavirus elaziwa njalo ngokuthi COVID-19. Umgcini sihlalo wale komiti uDr. Ruth Labode ugcizelele ukuba ngempela uzilungiselele ngokwaneleyo uhulumende ukulondoloza uzulu nxa lingasabalala leli gciwane eZimbabwe.
Sebelungisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile ukuthiwa yikorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imikhuhlane ezinje
eZimbabwe libikwa lidinga izigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu zamadola emelika 5.2 million ukuze lenelise ukulungiselela ngokugcweleyo ukuvimba ukusabalala kwegciwane leCOVID-19 kunje abe Global Fund sebethembise ukupha eZimbabwe izigidi ezingamachuma amabili lanhlanu zamadola emelika 25 million yokusebenzisa kulolu hlelo ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngimuMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis. Lokhu sikudaba lunye ababili abacatshangelwa ukuthi bebengaba legcikwane le-coronavirus kobulawayo babikwa betholakale bemsulwa. Ababili laba bathiwa babulawa ngumvimbano nje kuphela. Kodwa kwamakhelwane eSouth Africa inani labatholakele belegcikwane leli lokhu liqansa selize layafika kumachumi amabili lane i-24. Kuzwekazi le-Afrika sokulamazwe alichumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 aselabantu abatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kulamazwe athi Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan leGini asanda kuba labatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwele Canada, unkosikazi wenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Sophie Trudeau utholakale elegcikwane leli. Okubangele ukuba umkakhe umnumzana Justin Trudeau azivalele lapho angasoze athintane khona labantu. Kuthi ngapha kwele Melika izikolo sezivaliwe njengendlela yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kwele Italy osekule nani eliphezulu kulele China ekuthelelaneni leli gcikwane kulabantu abedlula phose amakhulu amabili 189. Abatholakale belegcikwane leli kusukela izolo kuphela. KweleNgilandi imidlalo enguqu yesigaba sePremier League isidluliselwe phambili kumhla ka-4 wenyanga ezayo ngenxa yegcikwane leli. Okudanisa abanye eZimbabwe ukuthi akulalwazi olupheleleyo ngokuqhamuka kwegcikwane leli. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Bindi othi ulwazi alukho ngaleli gcikwane.
Well okokuqala abantu nje indaba lithe ifika abantu bengathi hayi bayayizwa kodwa nje abakatabela ndaba layo kakhulu kodwa ngokunanzelela indlela esibikwa ngayo yokulandela ama-statistics njalo sinazelela abantu abangabantu abathanda lo mdlalo lo wenguqu babukela lapha kumabona kude ukuthi kulama game asekhanselwa amanye asedlalwa u-MT Stadium abantu sebeqalisa ukuthi hhayi babona indaba lasiyo ndaba elula and abanye sebeze bekhuluma lapha ungeza lapha ku-social media bantu bethi hhayi kungangcono la bantu uhulumente afaka umthetho wokuthi engxenye abantu bekuwavoti ukuthi kube labantu abangena abavela kwezindawo lata beZimbabwe besibaleke ukuba siphuma siya kwezindawo ngimkhumbule yonke leyo buya abanye sebezekhoyi-nayi-thread yokuthi kabi-threadfe leyo yona izasiphatha njani njelo izaletha abantu abavela emazweni lawo abochayina o-itali obani bani abantu ngathi hhayi khathe sebesethukathile babonki umkhuhlanazomkhuhlane wokudlala
manje zikhona yini indawo ezingabapha ulwazi lokubana bayenze njani kakhulu nxa umuntu kumbe ezithola ekhwehlela okungajayelekanga lokunye okunjalo ecabangela ukuthi kungaba kuligcikwane leli zikhona yini indawo ezilolwazi lonono
owakathesi ngibona ungathi kulapha esingathi thina uhulumende wethu yehluleka khona ngoba akula sibili muntu asibabona abantu abahamba lapha kuma-communities abahamba kuzulu bebafundisa ngoba indlela sosuaesofake ngathi ukuba lawo le team ephumayo ihambe ebantwini ihambe ihlanganisa abantu ingene emabandleni ema-chechi lapha itshela abantu ukuthi abantu bangenzani kube bananzeli nxa umkhuhlane usukabenze kodwa-ke siyakunanzeli khona okwase kubone yebo bahambe siyezwa abaminisa nxa bezixoxela nje ngesikhathi senyuzwa ukuthi hhayi kule ngabeni kodwa sibili i-community kathesi hhayi akula muntu ongakutseli ukuthi into ebambekayo ngalo mkhuhlane kuyinde ukuthi kumbe nxa usicabangela wenzeni akukacaci so-ke engxenye singathi uhulumende kulapho kule gebu khona wakhathesi
lo-ke umnumzana Ambrose Bindi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le koBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 medium wave lakushortwave 6175
la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7 kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kilohertz ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kilohertz kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Umahluli omkhulu elizweni uChief Justice Luke Malaba usesole ukungagqitshwa kokwakhiwa komthethwandaba kamanje oweGwanda Provincial Magistrate Court oseleminyaka engamachumi phose amabili usakhiwa. UMalaba ubeseGwanda lamhlanje ukuzozibonela ngokwakhe ukuqhubeka kwalomsebenzi. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
UMalaba ebephathwe ngumphathintambo ezomthetho umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi kanye lowentuthuko yezabelo umnumzana Dulai Moyo bezobona okwenzakalayo kulo mthethwandaba oqala ukwakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-2004 kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla awukapheli. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano obungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba, uMalaba uveze ukudana okukhulu ezithi sekumele kuthathwe inyathelo elizadala ukuthi lesi sakhiwo siphele. UMalaba othuke wavakatshela kulesi sakhiwo kabili nyakenye ngemva kokuba inkampani ye-Mutual Construction eyiyo ekhathiweyo ukuyenza lo msebenzi iphiwe imali yokwakha kodwa uyamangala ukuthi akulo sekuthe kwenziwa.
This then became a cause of grave concern to the Judicial Service Commission, particularly in view of the magnitude of the building and also in view of its significance as a means of providing access to justice to the people. Therefore, it is important that a decision be made as to the way forward.
Lokho kwasikhathaza kakhulu thina ababona ngomthetho. Ikakhulu nxa sikhangelele lesisakhiwo esingaka njalo lokuthi siqakatheke kangakanani ekwethulweni komthetho. Kungakho kuqakathekile ukuthi sithathe inyathelo sisiya phambili.
Unobhala jikelelo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eGwanda, umnumzana Bekezela Matumafuzwayo, uthi ziningi inhlelo uhulumende engakazigqibi kulesi sabelo.
Ukuthi silama-projects amileyo anjengeGwanda Polytech, iJoshua Mqabuko elweqasho kwakhiwa i-old site ngo-83 namuhla i-new site lokho kungilimile ama-crane akwenziwa lutho. Ikhothi yena leyana sizifuna ukuqaliswa kutsha akwenziwa lutho. Ibridge likamthabezi kalenziwa lutho. Singabala ama-project e-government wonke ayeGwanda amileyo maningi kakhulu.
Umnumzana Thande Kozinti Mkandla wayengumeya wedolobho leGwanda uthi bekungadingakali ukuthi uMalaba liqula lakhe basuke khonale esigodlweni bezobona isakhiwo esingakapheli.
Okuswelakalayo ngabantu abazokwakha, sifuna ukubona abantu bebuya bezokwakha hathi bezobuka nje engathi ngama-tourists. Indaba ye-tourism kuhulumende kayipheli, ngakwenziwe izinto kungabe kukhulunywa ngazo. Abantu bezobuka nje engathi ngabantu ababukela impophoma zasefolosi kumbe amanxiwa waseZimbabwe. Kanibona ukuthi kuza kwabo kuyanceda ngani? Kuyanceda ngokudla imadlana naleyo khona. Leyo mali ngabe kude ngizamende London isakhiwo saphela. Sikhathele ngabantu abakhuluma ngomlomo bengenzi lutho.
Umnumzana Stanley Madamombe, umqondisi we-Mutual Construction layo obesemhlanganweni waseGwanda namhlanje, akathandanga ukukhuluma le ntatheli zindaba esithi sivumelwano asibhalelana lorhulumente asimvumeli. UMalaba ugcine esithi bazahlala phansi loyakhayo baphume lesinqumo kusasa ukuze umsebenzi uqhubeke. UZiyambilayo uveze ukukhathazeka esithi kuyamangalisa ukwenzakala eGwanda ngoba kwabanye amadolobha afana leChinoyi umsebenzi ofanayo uyaqhubeka kuhle. Lo mthethwandaba ukhangelele ukunceda kakhulu ekuthonisweni kwamacala ngokuphangisa lapho uthe waphela. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, Albert Ncube.
Elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lapho esixoxa khona ngomkhuhlane we coronavirus. thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangelo esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abebutho lakwele Melika babikwa behlasele endaweni egcina izikhali kwele Iraq lamhlanje madabukakusa, bephindisela ukuhlaselwa okuze okuke kwenziwa inkamba zomanyano webutho elikhokhelwa yiMelika ngabeqembu labahlamuki abasekwele Iraq abe-Iran. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla uhlangane labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House, lapho athe khona inkulumo phakathi kwakhe lenkokheli yamabandla la sezilethe inguquko enenge elizweni. Umnangagwa uthe yinto ejabulisayo njalo eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Inkokheli yamabandla amancane engena emhlangano lo igoqela umholi we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yena wala ukungena kunkulumo leze esithi ngamadlwane. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lelunga lebandla likaChamisa umnumzana Edwin Lovu yena othi uMnangagwa kumele akhulumisane loChamisa ngoba nxa ezimisele ukulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe.
Akula kuvumelana laye ukuthi athi kunengi asebekwenzile beyinhlanganiso yePollard. Umgabe esaphila wake wasihleka nje senza ihlaya ngathi amabandla aphikisayo esithi yena ungahlanganisa u-0 plus 0 ekugcineni impendulo yabe lokho engu-0. Amazwi akhe nala aphendula-ke umntana wakhe uMnangagwa nguye amtshela umbuso ukuthi-ke inhlanganiso yabo yePollard amabandla abahlangana labo kuhlanganisela lona lezanu phefe likaMnangagwa yi-0 plus 0. Kuzaphuma u-0 njenge-ansa ikhonomi angeke bayenelise ukuthi bayivuselele nje. Ngabantu abadlalayo-ke angeke bayikwanise ikhonomi. Yikho sithi hhayi ngu-0 plus 0 kakutshintshi lutho, akula kuningi asebekwenzile. Ikanti okuningi asebekwenzile yikudiliza ngoba ama-resources amalutshwane eZimbabwe nala bayasebenzisa-ke bendawonye betshona bexoxa-ke befida-ke inhlanzi emapulazini. Akula nto ibambekayo esingathi Pollard siyenzele.
Kuyini uMnangagwa amele akwenze ukuze kube le nkulumo eziletha utshintsho eZimbabwe?
UMnangagwa okumele akwenze yikuthi-ke abize umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance-ke umongameli uChamisa, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bavumelane ukuthi yebo kambe ndoda waqilibezela kodwa i-economy angekwenelisi ukuthi iqilibezele. Bavumelane-ke ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba into enkulu esilimazayo elizweni yindaba yelegitimacy ukuthi khona laba bantu akumelanga babe khona phana, labo bayamangala ukuthi bafike njani. Osekumele kwenzakale kabize uChamisa bahlale phansi, nxa esesaba ukukhuluma laye yedwa kabize-ke uThabo Mbeki-ke umngane wabo kuZanu PF babuye bazolukhuluma udaba lokuthi kulungisiswe indaba-ke yokukhokhela ilizwe esingathi yi-governance. Bangakulungisisa khona lokho ezinye izinto eziningi zizalandela, njalo baningi abantu abale expertise eziningi-ke kwi-economy abanjengabotendayibiti abazancedisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvuke njani.
Lalo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Lovu, ilunga le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Untungameli uphinde waxoxa njalo lesikhulumeli somanyano wePollard umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni yena othi uMnangagwa uqinisile ukuthi kuningi asebekufezile kunkulumo zabo.
Kuningi ngempela uqinisile uPresident esesiku-achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo, sihlale phansi sixoxe, yi-achievement on its own. kodwa ungabheka last week noma last week but one umongameli weBotswana ukhulumile ngayo iPollard wathi into yokuqala ngempela emhlabeni njalo yinto ejabulisa kakhulu. Khonoko kuchaza ukuthi sesibonise umhlaba wonke ukuthi ngemva kokhetho siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sixoxisane. IZimbabwe ke uyakwazi ukuthi ibe isolated for a long time, especially with international community. Kuningi ke sikwenzayo, uzokwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe nje bekumele ukuthi ngabe mhla ka-20 siyehla lapho eWashington sizoxoxisana nabo congressmen ngama-sanctions afakwe kweZimbabwe, kodwa ngenxa ye-coronavirus sidifeyiwe for later date leyo trip.
Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi lidlala amadlwane lezanu, akulalutho elilwenzayo.
Vele kanti bangathini Msakazi, ngoba phela bona iprogram yabo uhlelo labo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kumele bahlupheke kakhulu, maze behlupheke kakhulu bese kwenzeka ukuthi mebe babavotele. Hayi, thina asikho lokho esikusebenzayo, thina sisebenza ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Abantu bakithi bayahlupheka kakhulu emfowethu. Ungaye United Nations uthola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye African Union uthola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye SADC uthola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye la South Africa next door ilizwe ngempela elithuthuke kakhulu esifisa ukufana nalo, lalo bakhuluma ngePollard. So laba bathi Pollard akulalutho ngamadlwane nje, hayi angazi ukuthi uzokholwa bani Msakazi nalabo abalalela emakhaya. Kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi siyasebenza, siyasebenza akudlalwa. Umsebenzi wethu nje very soon lizobona, abanye bafisuqala ukubonakala umsebenzi wethu. Ibudget le ngikhuluma ngayo ka-2020 isanitary way ifakiwe khona lapho, isikhona. I-free education yinto esetshenzwayo ku-budget, kukhona konke lokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, isikhulumeli somanyano wePollard ubexoxa icingweni lo ntungameli inkomo Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguquwele Highlanders uMark Harrison uthi bazimisele ukuphakamisa inkezo yeCastle Challenge Cup kusasa lapho abadivana lentshantshu zesigaba sePremier Soccer League iqembu leFC Platinum. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Harrison uthi iqembu leHighlanders likwenze konke okusemandleni nalo ukulungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo bawulindele ngamehlo abomvu wakusasa, wona athi bakhangelele ukudlala kuhle banqobe.
Sibe lamalungiselelo amahle kakhulu, silungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo abadlali bethu labo batshengise ukuba bayamukele kuhle lokhu ebesikwenza. Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo ngumdlalo omkhulu kithi kanye lakuqembu le-FC Platinum.
Umdlalo we-Castle Challenge Cup udlalwa phakathi kweqembu eliphakamise isicoco seligi kanye leqembu eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo nyakenye iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo eliphakamise isicoco seligi, kuthe eleBhoso yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku. Kusenjalo abadlali beqembu leHighlanders abawalisa ukapteni weqembu njalo nguNozinti uAriel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Mudua kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Gavasayi kuba yingxenye yeqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChan ngamafitshane, ngemva kokuba iqembu leBhoso lingabakhululanga ngoba lifuna bedlale kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abaqeqeshi beqembu lama-Warriors bathe laba badlali abasekho enhlelweni zabo.
Sithole umbiko ovela kubaqeqeshi beqembu lesizwe besithi abadlali beqembu leHighlanders kababuyanga ukuzololonga labanye, njalo ngaleso sizathu abasoze baye besabakhangela. Iqembu leHighlanders lona belisitshelile ukuba abadlali balo liyabasebenzisa kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup, kodwa abaqeqeshi bona bathathe isinqumo esokuba bahle bayekele ukuba yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe.
Ukwesela obe
kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo walezi nsuku owe-house music, umncedisi moyo odume ngelokuthi ngu-DJ Cooperman. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Banda we-Studio 7.
DJ Cooperman sekhathazile ngontoto ziyathunqa ngomculo wakhe wamapiano, wona ke iwumculo othandwa ngontanga. Uma unondo utabuka kwa mahlaba ithwala empila buso.
Ngikhulele edolobheni lakobulawayo ke ngafunda esikolo se Milton High engenze khona i high school yam ngasuka e Milton High ngaye poly ke ngenza i machine shop mechanical engineering fit and tena. I primary ngifunde e Robert Redgold ngabuya ngahlanganisa ngifunde lase ensuka mini ke ngalenjuke.
Zalati lakhe elitsha elishisayo umncedisi kungani kanti bembiza Cooperman?
Ngikhule ngithanda ama mini cooper kakhulu bengilokuzilungilungisa njengomuntu le ololwazi le engineering. I-abamelitsha leli ke singalo ke sihamba ngalo ke lithi uvukile umalambani ke lapha ke iningi labantu asebelizwile hayi bakhala kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe sihlala senze nje mihla le mihla iminyaka le minyaka bakethi njoba thina silalela imusic yethu kakhulu imusic ethandwa ngabatsha ethandwa ngabantu esithanda ukugida kakhulu bekungamakwaito
indaba yakhe uthanda umculo wayeqala esemncane uCooperman ukhule elalela imsakazo esizwa imculo etshiyeneyo.
Mina bengithanda ukwenza ukukhomboza ingoma zami ke ngirewind amakhasethi ngirekhoda laphana njengoba kade ngithilwa ngaphambilini ukuthi angilalela ama-hits ngirekhoda ke ngirewind ngirekhode ngi-edite laphana ukuthi lami ukuthi ngile ngoma entsha la bengikhompoza ama-ringing tones ama-phone to create ama-melodies abantu ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna i-ringing tone ethi ngifuna i-ringing tone ngicela ingoma kamajayivana ngiyibuyele ngithi ngifunde ama-notes ngiyenze into ezinjalo yikho ke kwangakhaya lami ngagcina ngisidaka kahle umuntu akaqhubekele phambili ke ngento zomculo.
Umculo wakhe lo ohlakazayo uCooperman usebenze labanye abaculi
kuma projects lawa ke ngisebenze lo Pop Skinner ngisebenze lo Khwabarati bonke laba engibaqamba ngamajaha nje abakhona apho edolobheni lakobulawayo dabuka khona pho eZimbabwe ngisebenze lo umfundisi uMasofa wakwaShabalala ke utrack ekhona eTumanyonyoba ke lapha ke sikhuza abantu ukuthi bakithi sikhathele bakithi bale nxa uthi yaphuma le bakhona abolova yikho sithi uvukile umalambane.
Luhlelo lakho mlaleli uwoza wa Friday isikhathi sedlule ngumangoye bakwethu phosela ilizwi lokugcina kubalaleli Cooperman.
Thina sisaqhubeka sakha umculo omnandi sisakhela bona ngoba bona ibaba siphakamisayo kakhulu ngiki yami ungayithola ke khonaphana ke ku-YouTube SoundCloud iTunes Cooperman ngikhona ke ku-Facebook at Cooperman DJ ku-Twitter ke ngithola lapho sithi uvukile umalambane.
Sithi hey wena malambane wenzani? Hayi isimenjo njalo uthi DJ Cooperman ke lo ebesigodisela ke kuhlelo hoza. Hoza Friday. Libe lempela sondeli chukela igama namu ezo Jesus Band.
DJ Cooperman esidubela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje igama lami ngu Chris Gande ngilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.